CJ, have you been thinking about what this game's going to be like? Have you been keeping in touch with your old line mates? I mean, where are you kind of at as you get ready to play against your old team?
Yeah, I've been talking. You know, obviously, I may have a lot of great friendships with guys still up there. I've been talking to them kind of periodically throughout the season. Not much this week, understandably, but I'm excited. You know, I think the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, I'm going to have a pretty tough game ahead of me with Mike Daniels across from me. I mean, pretty good rivalry that we've built, you know, the 5 years that we've spent practicing together. So, but I'm, you know, to be honest with you guys, I mean, I think you all know that Lambeau and Green Bay is obviously a special place for me. The opportunity that I was given to play there, to live there for 8 years, raise a family there, everything that goes along with, you know, playing the game of football. I obviously have great appreciation for all that, but I really haven't thought about, you know, what the game's going to be like, what's the crowd going to be like. The only time I thought about it is when people ask me the question, then I have to kind of come up with something that I haven't thought about. But obviously going to be a little bit different there pregame, during warm-ups and everything. And, you know, once the ball's kicked off, I mean, hell, it's football. You know, we're all professionals. We get paid to go play the game, and that's where my focus is going to be. So, you know, not trying to make it anything bigger than what it is.
Did you get any tidbits from sitting on what it's like playing a road game here at Lambeau?
No, I haven't. I haven't really talked to him. I know last year, you know, when he was in Chicago, I think he sat out that game, so I didn't get a chance to talk to him. And I think, you know, they were up there a couple weeks ago, and, you know, I didn't really cross my mind to ask him about it. I mean, obviously, you know, just playing, however many games there the past 8 years, you kind of understand the atmosphere of the stadium, you know, the rowdiness of the crowd, especially on primetime Monday night games. You understand. I mean, obviously, I have a good understanding of the field surface. You know, try to, you know, make sure everybody in the locker room here is wearing the proper cleats, because it always seems like every game guys are slipping and it can cause big plays one way or the other. You know, for each team, and just kind of those little things. But, you know, it's not like, I mean, most of the guys in this locker room have played in Lambeau Field before. So, you know, for me, I think it's obviously going to be different standing on the opposing sideline, but. Familiarity with the stadium, I think, you know, is a good thing. Obviously going to be one hell of a challenge going against that defense Monday, but like I said, I can't really – I've never been a guy that really gets focused into the crowd or the cameras, the noise in the stadium. I mean, once you're in between those white lines, you go out there and you're focusing on your job, and, you know, that's going to be what I'm going to be focused on doing.
So how do you think the assimilation has gone to the new teammates, new way of doing things, new place, all of that?
It's been a pretty, you know, easy transition, I would say. I think everything that came along with the move, you know, outside of football was easy. You know, obviously, just because moving back home, I already had a house here, familiar with the area. All my family's here. My wife grew up here. Her family's all here. And that was pretty seamless, as expected. And then, you know, coming in back in April, you know, when things first started up, it took me a long time to kind of get acquainted with the guys, kind of, you know, figure out who the leaders are in the locker room, figure out how we like to do things in meetings and walkthroughs and practice. And I was coming off the hip surgery as well, so I got a lot of time just to sit back and really kind of take a lot of mental notes. Just to how things are run. And, you know, football's football. I mean, it's not a special recipe that one team has that the other teams don't. I mean, it's, you know, you go to meetings, you go to practice, you go to walkthroughs, you go to more meetings. You just got to kind of spend some extra time in the classroom and even doing some homework at home, making sure you're all caught up, you know, obviously when things kicked off back in training camp, which I felt like, you know, I was pretty caught up to speed with the rest of the guys at that point.
TJ, how close were you to staying here in Green Bay, and was it a difficult decision for you to leave the team that drafted you?
Yeah, it was definitely difficult. I think, you know, I think every player, once you hit a certain age or a certain year that you're going into in the league, I think it's kind of rare nowadays outside of maybe the, you know, the just the elite guys, the quarterbacks, you know, receivers, guys of that nature, the it's kind of rare for guys just to stay in one spot the longer you want to play. It's a lot more rare than it used to be. It used to be before free agency and everything, guys would play their whole career in one city. And I think that's everybody's goal. You know, you want to build a legacy. You want to, at the end of the day, when you reach a certain age, you'd like to finish your career in the same spot you started it, because you just understand it's not a very common thing, and I think it's special to do that. But, you know, when the time came and when we had to head in a business, I think, you know, it turned out the way that it was. And, you know, there's no hard feelings on my part. I was around there for a long time. I watched a lot of veteran guys, you know, have to continue their career elsewhere. And I was kind of prepared into that, into, you know, making that decision. And ultimately, we just did what was best, you know, for myself and for my family going forward. And, you know, so I think it wasn't a burn bridges type of split. I mean, I still have the tremendous amount of respect for everybody in Green Bay, Ted Thompson, Mark Murphy, obviously Coach McCarthy, the guys who all were responsible for bringing me there and giving me the opportunity to have such a great 8-year run in the same spot. But just, I mean, you guys know how it goes, man. Business is, you know, you never know which way it's going to go, and had to make a tough decision, but, you know, not looking back on it. I'm definitely happy to be here in Detroit now.
TJ, you keep saying business, but, you know, it's still a personal thing too, even if you try to make it all about business. Did it take you a little while, though, to kind of make your peace with how it ended? Because we all know the disparity in the offers and everything else that's all out there. So did it just take you a little while to kind of get to the point where you were at peace with how it had played out?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say define a while, Jason. I mean, you know, if you want to say, I mean, I think the first couple days were tough. I think the first maybe week was really tough, having to, you know, call a lot of the guys there in Green Bay and kind of tell them the news. And obviously a lot of tough goodbyes, man. I had a lot of great friendships in that locker room with a lot of guys. But at the same time, I'm not stupid. You know, I know there's a lot of young guys in Green Bay that contracts are coming up. I mean, Corey Linsley, starting center, he's a guy who's going to need to get paid here soon. Devontae Adams, stud receiver, I know he's a guy who's going to have to get paid here soon. So I kind of understood, you know, that line of thinking that, you know, hey, I was a young guy at one time that got rewarded for my play, and that's the way that Green Bay likes to do business, reward their own guys, kind of bring them up through the ranks, and when it's time, you know, reward them for what they've done and keep them around. So I wasn't surprised by anything. It just, you know, it like I said, it is what it is, man. And I was kind of aware of all those things. You never think it's going to happen where you're going to have to choose to go to a different team. And I didn't enjoy any of the free agency, to be honest with you. It was just a hectic couple of days. But, you know, I had to make a decision. And you know, like I said, I'm not looking back on it. You know, it took me a couple of days. But I told myself, you know, I'm not going to be thinking what if, what could have been. Let's move forward. I'm here in Detroit now. Let's make the most out of it.
With all that said, though, TJ, I mean, you poured – You know, it's such a cliche, blood, sweat, and tears, but it's probably accurate on your regard. You know, when you're going through those contract talks, is there any part of you at the time saying, seriously, to what Green Bay was thinking of you?
A little bit, yeah. I'll be honest with you, a little bit. But I also, you know, like I said, I'm very aware of, you know, what goes into all those talks, and the fact that I was, you know, having a pretty major hip surgery, I think, obviously played a big part into, you know, those talks as well. I mean, there's just no telling how guys are going to come back when they have surgeries at one point of the career, especially the older you get. You know, it could go one way or the other. So I also understand the skepticism to kind of be hesitant to, you know, put all your eggs in one basket and go out there. And if it doesn't work out, you look stupid. If it does work out, you look great. And, you know, so I kind of got that whole thing as well. I mean, I was aware that, you know, I had a couple injuries last year. Maybe, you know, maybe they thought I was breaking down a little bit. I had the surgery. That, yeah, you know, I understood all that stuff as well. So I try not to think too much into it.
TJ, you mentioned Mike D before. So what do you say to him before the first snap or during a TV timeout or whatever? I mean, what's that conversation going to be like?
I don't think there's going to be any conversation, to be honest with you. I know you guys have probably all seen, you know, clips of Mike D when he's mic'd up on game day, and he's an animal, man. He doesn't make any friends out there. His goal is to, you know, just beat your ass for 60, 70 plays, however long it takes. I mean, that's what he tries to do, and that's why I loved him so much as a teammate. because as players, you respect the hell out of it. I know it's going to be a tough battle. I don't plan on trying to initiate any conversations with him to try to get him angry at me. You know, I'm sure I'll talk to him after the game. Same with a lot of guys. It's going to be good to catch up with a lot of them. But as far as during the game, you know, hey, you know, little, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? But, you know, we'll save that for after the game, kind of catch up, and it'll be good to see a lot of those guys.
TJ, what is the feeling with as a competitor within the division when Aaron Rodgers goes down with a season-ending injury? And just from being around Brett Hundley, what do you know about him?
Who's that, Ryan?
Yep.
Oh, what's up, Ryan?
How you doing?
Man, I almost forgot your voices, guys, but no, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, Spofford with the Mike D question. All right, I'm picking up. I mean, obviously, real, real tough to see that type of injury. I think as a competitor, as a division rival, it's always a loser, kind of loser's mentality to sit there and be happy if somebody got hurt or sit there and say, man, I hope this team whips that team's ass. I mean, if you're looking outside of the building for external help, whether it's injury, whether it's, you know, teams whooping up on somebody, it's just a loser's mentality. You got to be focused on what's going on in your own building. You got to focus on what's going on with your team, how you're trying to improve yourself rather than how other teams might be struggling. Because when you start doing that, then things can get real sideways. So it was really tough to watch him get injured. I don't think there was any conversation in our locker room about, you know, hey guys, now we got a pretty good chance, whatever it is. There was nothing. I mean, we, you know, everybody kind of acknowledged it, man, that's tough, Aaron got hurt, but nobody was excited about it. It's bad for football, you know, when those star guys, when the best player, you know, in the league gets hurt. I mean, it's just not good. You don't like to see that type of stuff. And with me personally, obviously being good friends with him the past 8 years and, you know, knowing what type of guy he is, know what type of competitor he is, it's tough to watch. So, but at the same time, you know, injuries happen. I mean, it happened 2013 when we, you know, when I was up there, when Aaron got hurt, you got to find a way to adjust. You got to find a way to still go out there and try to win football games. That's the bottom line. You can't sit there and dwell on things that might have happened, because every team, you know, has tough injuries throughout the year, and you just got to find a way to deal with it. And I think being around Brett, it was always exciting. You know, he didn't really get many regular season snaps, but it was always exciting watching him in the preseason, you know, when he'd go in there and run the offense, because he's very smart. I mean, he commands the huddle. I know that's very cliche for a quarterback, but I think it's very important. He has a lot of great leadership skills, and he just – he always prepared, whether it was in meetings, whether it was in, you know, jog-throughs, whether it was in pre-practice, you know, taking reps. I mean, he was always preparing as if he was going to be the starter. And he was always in Aaron's ear about everything that he's thinking and everything he sees out on the field and how he can get better. So I think he's definitely a very, you know, qualified guy to get in there and lead them to success. I mean, he's been in the system now for a few years. He knows what he's doing, and he's got a hell of a talent with his arm and also being a mobile guy that can scramble and be dangerous with his legs as well. And that's something that just hearing in meetings, I know that, you know, our guys are definitely not taken lightly.
TJ, I don't know if you felt left out with all the injuries the Packers offensive line was having, that you had to have that back thing spring up or what, mm-hmm. but how's your back, and how do you think you're playing? Because McCarthy had obviously some very positive words about you as well this morning.
My back feels a lot better. I took a shot in a Vikings game. It was kind of a weird day. I've never had back issues, but the pile kind of rolled up into me, you know, from behind, and got twisted up a little bit, and, you know, was dealing with that for a couple weeks. And the Saints game was just it was crazy, you know. I think the combination of the flight, kind of sleeping in a hotel bed, getting up the next day, moving around, it was literally 5 minutes before inactives were due, and I was in there, and I was putting my pads on. I was getting ready to go. I started stretching. I went to sit up, and my back just, like, flared up on me. And it was just – the timing of it was bad, because if it would have happened, you know, maybe an hour earlier, it probably could have got loose enough to go. If it was a 3 o'clock game as opposed to a noon game, I probably could have got loose to go. It was just something that we had to – we were forced to make a really, really fast decision based off the – you know, obviously the rules put in actives and in those type of things. But as far as to how I think I'm playing this year, I think, you know, if I'm going to be honest, I think a little bit inconsistent at times. You know, I think you know, doing a lot of good things, but there's, you know, a couple plays here and there where, you know, I really wish I could have another crack at him. And then for me, I really hold myself to, you know, to a high level of production. So when something goes wrong that might not be noticeable on TV, you know, I really beat myself up over it. And that's not unusual. I think there's always maybe two or three plays every game that you really like to have back. Unfortunately, I had a couple. You know, I had one this past game on the goal line where ended up getting tangled a little bit, and, you know, guy made a play on the goal line there to stop us, and, you know, that's been hounding me ever since. So, you know, definitely different, getting used to new techniques, different scheme and everything like that. But I think at this point of the season, I'm starting to really kind of, you know, get to the level that I want to play at. And my goal is always just being consistent as I can. So, you know, I don't think I'm playing at an elite level yet. I think that's still ahead of me. But, you know, I think I'm doing a lot of good things. I just got to keep playing consistent.
What's it been like going from Rodgers to Stafford?
You know, obviously, I think Aaron is just kind of a unique talent. The type of things that he does with his with his arms and his legs, the way that he extends plays and moves around back there. There'd be times that, you know, it'd be frustrating as an offensive lineman blocking for some of those things. You call a three-step drop, and next thing you know, you're scrambling to hold on for 6 seconds. But he's the type of guy that usually, more times than not, would reward you with a big play. So you kind of understood that. But, you know, I see a lot of the same qualities when it comes to just, you know, who they are as people. You look at the leadership qualities. You look at the poise of, you know, when things are going bad and everybody's kind of hitting the panic button. I mean, those are, you know, Aaron and Matthew are very similar with how they approach the rest of the team. Hey, let's calm down. Just, you know, don't let that doubt creep in. Let's just keep working. Let's just keep getting better. Obviously, we're on a little bit of a tough losing streak right now with dropping the past three, but I see a lot of similar qualities with how they are, just commanding the huddle, commanding the locker room, the respect that they have from their teammates. Obviously, both very, very experienced players in this league and just very smart guys. So it's been as a lineman, you couldn't ask for a better transition, to be honest with you, going from one great quarterback to the next, which I consider Matthew a great quarterback. He's a very talented guy. So it's been, you know, pretty good transition, you know, as far as that's concerned.
TJ, just out of curiosity, have you ever had any occasion to be in the visitors' locker room at Lambeau Field during your 8 years here, or is that a place that you never actually went to?
You know, I think I might have snuck in there a couple times. Josh Sutton and I used to steal some carts, you know, in the loading dock and go take tours of the stadium when we had a couple hours off during training camp. I think we made our way back there a couple times, but I honestly can't really remember. I know it's a nicer facility, you know, when you're comparing them to the rest of the league, but just talking to a couple guys, I mean, I think it's a little bit smaller, but that's, I mean, you're used to that going on the road. It's very rare that you're going to go in and just have a beautiful visitor's locker room. So I think I've seen it a couple of times. Can't really recall what it looked like, though, to be honest with you.
Thank you, TJ.
Thanks, TJ. That's it, TJ. Thanks.
That's all you guys got?
Yeah, we'll see you Monday.
I've missed you guys, man. I was hoping for more questions.
I got plenty of questions.
We got all day if you do.
Yeah, we can stay longer.
Where's Bob at? Has he been grading all my plays so far throughout the year?
You've given up 3.5 pressures. Two bad runs.
That's pretty good. Right, that's pretty accurate then. All right, I'll see you guys Monday.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
All right, guys. See you.